I've travelled many roads and across many centuries, and here I am again, from Mons to Mons, just like the British Expeditionary Force that started and ended their great war here. For the soldiers, the journey took 4 bloody years. 4 years of bloodshed between the first and the last battle. A terrible return trip between Belgium and France. Our first stop is Le Cateau. It's 1914. We're following in the footsteps of the British retreat and the Angels of Mons. Then on to Cambrai on the trail of the Mark IV tanks. And finally, we'll be looking at the 100 Days Offensive and the Armistice. Who still remembers all those soldiers and civilians who today are just names on plaques and monuments that no one stops to look at anymore? Who better than the guardian angel of their memory? Summer 1914 in Le Cateau. I remember. Across the border in Belgium, the war had just begun. In Mons, the only option for the British forces, far inferior in number, was to retreat towards France. Legend has it that they avoided total annihilation thanks to the intervention of warrior angels. Orders were issued from General Headquarters to continue the forced march and retreat, but General Smith Dorrien, commander of the 2nd Army Corps, decided to stand and face the Germans. No angels would intervene here to change the course of history or the outcome of this battle at Le Cateau that might easily never have taken place. What does a man's fate depend on? A word? An order? A choice? One single idea can totally change everything. Is it a good or bad thing? It's not for me to judge. As an angel, my job is to preserve memory.